Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon hanging out with you here on this blustery, ugly Thursday morning.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to stop you before you have the, just because I can't stop myself and I always have to call out injustices on social media.
Freedom fighter over here.
You try to act like it's a, like I'm bad for that. I'm wrong for that.
Who
I'm
said
like
that?
I never once said
you're bad for it.
No, there was no judgment behind it.
Oh, no. Yes, there was.
There's definitely judgment.
He set me up in the last, the 620 segment, because I think we're going to get back into that conversation.
Yes.
He literally set me up to go in on someone, and he admitted it off the air.
But
Yeah, I did.
If you know someone's hot buttons, Bo.
For sure.
You push them.
Would not be doing my job
well,
if I didn't try to push Bo's buttons.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I am not afraid to push a button or two, but he did it on purpose and he admitted it, and then he acts all innocent like I'm this bad guy for my feelings.
No.
Or for having the testicular fortitude to be open and come out and say,
Allie,
yeah.
All I said during the break was that essentially what I was saying is that it can be easy to push Bo's buttons because he has a lot of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's all I was trying to say.
I thought you were going to say my button's big. Big button you can push.
Yeah, no, pause. But, yeah, so we do need to get back into this conversation, and I'll see if I can find another button to push.
Who's the person in your life that you push
we
their buttons?
We got to get into this Kirk Cousins conversation.
Do we really?
And, yeah, I know. Half the conversation we had earlier was how tired we are talking about Kirk Cousins. And it just feels like it's never ending, specifically when you talk about being June 5th. And you're working through OTAs, and he's not present. So I always hate the conversations that surround people. It's just the player in me that are not involved in this team right now, right? And he's one of those guys. I am still, and I have stuck through this since December, I am still 10 toes down, like Dylon says, that this guy will be on this team after training camp. Now, injury week one or week two, maybe there's a move. Maybe you get a deal that you can't pass up. But I think Kirk Cousins is going to be on this team through training camp, and I don't think for anybody in that locker room it's going to be a distraction. I really, really don't. I just think that a lot of times people don't understand that it is the players against the front office a lot of times in these situations, not players against other players, right? And these players understand that, hey, they could be the one in trade conversations 2 weeks later if you were to have a certain feeling about that, and they probably wouldn't like it either.
Now, I didn't play in the league. You did.
Breaking news.
So – the only thing that time that I've ever seen players really feel a certain way is when it affects them on the field. what Devondre Campbell did last season.
For sure.
Which his teammates came out against him. They were not happy. Mm-hmm. Holding out sometimes, and I think it's become, really, I've only seen like one person publicly have an issue with it, and that was when Javon Walker held out in Green Bay years and years ago, and Brett Favre decided to say something. But to me, even that, players understand. None of the players have a problem with him or anything. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything to the other guys on that team.
No.
He didn't do anything.
Right.
He played bad. Lots of guys play bad. Okay? Yeah, I mean, so that whole conversation is ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Even when he got benched, it was not like he made a stink about it. He just showed up and was the backup quarterback, and that's kind of what you expect. And the reason we're having this conversation, guys, there was an article put out yesterday on ESPN.com. It was four hypothetical trade offers for Kirk Cousins. Now, I'm not going to go back through all four of these. You and I both agreed that, and this is from four different writers, and they were all thrown at Mark Ormonde, who's the Falcons beat writer for ESPN. Two of these offers, one from Dan Graziano and one from Seth Walder, were both from the Minnesota Vikings. I think you and I are on the same page. That's a non-starter. Like, I don't think he's going to waive his no-trade clause. If you're Vikings fans, you probably don't want Kirk Cousins back in the mix when you have all this upside you think of and J.J. McCarthy. I get it. He's been there before, but to me, that's a non-starter. So that leaves us with Benjamin Solak's offer from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is the Falcons get a 2026 sixth-round draft pick, which can become a fifth-rounder with performance conditions. And the Steelers get Cousins and cash considerations. He basically theorizes the Falcons are willing to swallow about $20 million, maybe even more, he says, of the salary to get this deal done. Again, I think that he is assuming, number one, that the Falcons are just can't wait to get this deal done. I just don't feel that way. I don't, and I know that, you know, look, not every time a GM or a head coach speaks can you believe every word they say, but I believe Terry Fontenot when he says we are comfortable with him as our backup. And so when I read, you know, they're willing to swallow $20 million, maybe even more, of his salary to get this deal done, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think you got to take on a good chunk of this thing if they're going to walk out on it. And one of the reasons is because I pointed to it a minute ago. You still need a backup quarterback. And one of the other offers on the table that I'll bring up really quick, and I'll let Bo get his words in about whatever writer or whoever else he wants to be mad at, Jeremy Fowler's offer from the Cleveland Browns. The Falcons get quarterback Kenny Pickett and a 2026 sixth-round pick and cash considerations. The Browns get Cousins and a 2026 seventh-round pick. That one's way more palatable to me because you are not only – getting the cash considerations, you are also getting an actual veteran quarterback that can be a backup in this league and that has shown himself to at least be serviceable if you need to use him in a pinch.
Yeah, nice verbiage. So the first thing I would tell you is stop listening to people, because this article proves that anyone in the national media does not they don't have a pulse on this situation at all. The Solak stuff is just ridiculous because he's like, oh, well, Arthur Smith doesn't want a quarterback that moves.
That's all he's ever wanted.
That's the dumbest damn thing I've read all day, all week, or about the Kirk Cousins thing in general, almost.
Because, Matt Ryan would like a word.
Yeah. Why do you think Matt Ryan's not here, bro? Like, you guys want to talk about who ran Matt Ryan off, I have some thoughts on who was involved in that, but I can tell you Arthur Smith was in on it.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because if he wasn't, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But y'all want to blame Arthur blank? But it's a little bit deeper than that. I mean, it's not. I'm sure that Arthur wanted that situation or was for it, or it wouldn't have happened at all. Arthur blank signed off on it for sure. But Arthur Smith had a lot to do with that. Because that's what he wants at quarterback. And he hated the fact that Matt couldn't move, and he thought it was hampering them at times. That said, the one that works the best for this for the Falcons is the Cleveland one.
Yes.
The one that makes the least amount of sense for the other team is the Cleveland one. So, yeah. Because they've got four guys there, why would you bring in another guy and promise him to start at that point when you could just ride it with one of those veterans who maybe doesn't pick it or Flacco who aren't going to get the job done 100%? And then start a rookie midway through the year, call it a loss, and you know Stefanski's coming back for the next year anyways.
It is weird. And Tommy Reese was on the record. He's the OC. He was the OC at Bama a couple years ago. He goes on record and says, any of the four of them can win the starting job. It's like, well, why do we need to add a fifth to the fray? Before we get to In the Huddle, Allie's going to tell us about Father's Day.
Yeah, guys, your holiday is coming up, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us. It's happening Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 929thegame.com, click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, which means Mike, Bo, myself, Dylan, we are all going to be there. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, maybe your kid, your coach, anyone that's important in your life. It's all presented by Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for their Quaker State.
The Echo Chamber.
The Echo Chamber, as Mike likes to call it. It returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win. Again, it's 929thegame.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, speaking of franchise quarterbacks and paying that man his money, some news comes out about Derek Carr yesterday. He does an interview with Front Office Sports, and I got to tell you, my head spun about three different times, and he was trying to explain why he decided to retire, leaving $30 million on the table from the New Orleans Saints. And I quote, "That part was tough because I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there. And it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints money." Guys, I'm not sure that I would have made the same decision. $30 million on the table is a lot of money.
No, I'd have taken the money.
100%.
But yeah.
It's like, why did I land in surgery? Oh, because I was playing for the New Orleans Saints. That's why.
But see, this is why I've always been confused on the people that villainize him and hate him. That's Derek Carr's this and that. And it's like, okay, well, he had a pretty damn good career, and he's a really good dude. And he did something that not a lot of people. Now, yeah, you can say, well, he still took $10 million. Yeah, so he gave up $20 million. Because I'm not giving up anything, not especially not that team, that franchise, and he kind of wasn't a great time for him there anyways. I just think this shows how the character of that dude.
Yeah, I completely agree. He's made $196 million in career earnings throughout his career, so I think he's done okay.
He's got
a little
all right.
bit. He's got his zeros it lined up pretty well.
Not going to be waiting tables if times get tough or anything.
He'll be fine. It's not quite Kirk Cousins level, but it's pretty good.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.